Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It's your host, Alan Scher. I know I'm the mayor of the Spa Channel. At least that's what they call me, but it's not an elected post. But we do have 70 or 80,000 members around the globe, and I'm not retiring, so you can't get rid of me. I have a very special guest coming all the way from the Woodside, California neighborhood. That's Silicon Valley area, for those who know. Jennifer Rosenblum, she's the main director and head proprietor, and she wears 13 hats like the rest of us from the Skin Games. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, Alan, and thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, so much fun. And, well, I'm going to jump ahead of what I wanted to talk about, but you did the virtual Skin Games last weekend, and you had me as the MC. Thank you again. I love doing that stuff, but the show was wildly successful. I'm still getting emails from people saying, oh my God, I love the Skin Games, blah, blah, blah. So you totally have that thing nailed. Kudos to you.
Oh, thank you.
It was a good one, right?
Well, you were actually so good. You were so good to show everybody on that keynote speaking. We tried really hard to get people from all over the world, and it seems like you know everyone from all over the world.
Wait, and you did. For our listeners who met, and what's your website, Jen?
It's theskingames.com.
So theskingames, plural, .com. Go look it up. If you don't know about it, it doesn't matter. It's for estheticians, but if you own a spa or a facility and you work with estheticians, you absolutely need to know theskingames.com. So reach out to Jennifer. But Jennifer, what I was going to say and what I loved is you had Poland, you had Japan, and with the translator, which I absolutely loved. I thought that was flawless. We, even though the world is a big place, our industry is still a small industry across the globe. And I, you know what I loved about it? Even it doesn't matter that it's in a foreign language. People speak the same language in our business.
Right, exactly.
Right, like when the guy translated for the doctor in Japan, I clearly understood what he was talking about. It was like nothing got lost in translation, right?
Right, and just watching them, you could tell that they're going through all the same things that we are, you know, going through the pandemic and trying to reach out through virtual expos and things like that.
Yeah, well, I hate dwelling on the pandemic, but we're going to talk about this for a quick sec, because every time I'm doing another podcast and we're a little further down the road, is it further or farther? I always get far as distance, further as
I think it's kind of like wash or wash.
Potato, potato, right?
Yeah.
There is definitely light down the tunnel. Every time I say this, I say the light is getting bigger. We're stepping from the darkness into the light, because there are more and more in-person shows coming up. It's not that there's the end of virtual. As you and I are speaking, I just told you, I have the ESI virtual show coming up, and then iSpa is doing a virtual show, and there are a lot of attendees coming up for either show. So do you think virtual will just kind of go hand in hand with going back in person? What do you think about that?
I would like to hope so, but I think people are really wanting to get back into person. You know, I've been in this house for a year and whatever, how long ever it's been. And I think people sometimes get a little bit used to what they're doing, but in the end, we are all social people and we like to be around people.
You know, my buddies have always teased me and said, you guys are that kind of hug the tree, kiss the dolphin industry. And they think like we lay around and get massages all day. I don't think they know how hard we work, that this is a real business that supports real people. And it's a big industry these days. It's billions and billions and billions. It's not a small family run operation anymore. And my point here is, as the name of our podcast is Flock and Gather, I think people like to flock and gather. I mean, we like to get together, get educated, have cocktails. What say you?
Absolutely. I mean, I've already planned a few parties and stuff for the Vegas show. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of this house and see my friends.
Good. By the way, for those of you who don't know what Jen's talking about, that is the International Aesthetic Cosmetics and Spa Conference. You can find them at IECSC.com. It's an amazing show. It's going to be June 20 and 21 in Las Vegas. And then the virtual day will be the third day. But Jen, you and I are due for a cocktail there. So
absolutely.
I'm thinking a slightly dirty martini with blue cheese olives. Okay,
it's on me, Alan.
Come on, you're coming with. That's what's happening, okay? But I think this get back together. I mean, I've worked since we sold our previous companies. I've been running the association 10 years and my team is scattered across the United States. And so we're never really in the same place, although we're kind of on Skype every day. But some people need the water cooler conversation. They need to go to lunch. And I think the thing that got lost in the last year is just like with the skin games or whether it's the Spa Industry Association, if we're building culture and you want to imbue your people with it, then you need to be in person. You cannot just write. You can't just do it virtually.
It's a different energy, definitely. You know, I'm a very energetic person. I know I feed off of other people's energy. And you could do that a little bit, you know, through Zoom or some of these other virtual platforms. But for me, you know, it's just, I really need that one-on-one or just that energy from other people.
Agreed. And we do feed off each other. Do you know, it's really funny because, you know, we're living down in the North Phoenix area and, you know, Sedona's literally up the street 90 minutes and blah. People always go, oh yeah, there's a vortex there and blah, blah. It's like, guys, there is an energy vortex wherever you're living, right? It's what you make. By the way, I didn't make that up. My wife, Kathy, who is a healing practitioner by trade, has always reminded people the energy is what you put out of yourself and what you gather back from your friends and your family. It's not because there's a part, there may be parts of the earth that are more energized, but as you said, we gather energy from people. It is the nature of our beast. I love that conversation, by the way.
And you know, something I've also noticed, Ellen, and you might've noticed it too, is everyone is going through something different at a different time. So, you know, women tend to be a little bit more emotional than men, I think, in general. But, you know, like if you can't see somebody, kind of like a text, you know, if a guy gets a text from a woman, you know, and it says, and I'm just saying it's not every woman and every man, but I'm just saying in general, they make a text and say, can't make it, talk sometime, right? If no smiley face, nothing. A guy would be like, okay, we'll talk some other time. Can't make it, okay? If you did that to a woman, right? And it's just a text, you'd be like, what? Does that mean like we're never going to talk to each other again? Or
is she mad?
Is she pissed off at me? She didn't do a smiley face. I mean, there's things like that that, you know, happen so much when you're not together. You don't see the mannerisms or the emotions or, you know, the smiles and stuff like that. So, I think that is something that I totally miss, you know.
And emojis just don't cut it, right? Okay, Jen, tell me your history, because I actually, before the skin games, what were you doing?
I had a spa. And before that, let me just say, I've done a lot of things. But after my divorce, I'm remarried now. I decided to go into something different, which before I was in finance and I'm not really a finance person, but we had a finance company and I decided to go. Actually, I really love lashes. And I took a class and I knew that I couldn't get my certificate unless I, you know, went and got my aesthetics license. So I went ahead and did that and found that I really love skin. So, you know, being older, you know, coming out of school, I knew that I had to, you know, like jump into the industry. And what, you know, I ended up interning for a little bit and kind of figured out where I stood and wasn't able to really work. I didn't want to work for somebody else. So I decided to open my own spa. And I noticed that a lot of people that younger ones that were coming out of school were really struggling. You know, it could because a lot of times you can't get hired unless you have 2 years experience, you know, in some of the medical spas and things like that. And I mean, literally I'd have some people come in and I'd usually take them under my arm, but they were just like so inexperienced and like literally teary eyed, not knowing what to do because you don't really learn the business end of it in school. So I just thought, what is it that, you know, oh, and then I ended up going to a trade show thinking I'd find some things for my spa, but ended up finding a brand and I ended up being a distributor for that brand and actually going to a lot of these trade shows and trying to sell the products and stuff. And I noticed that was really hard. You know, it was like, you know, this little 10 by 10 square did not compete with the, you know, 30 by 30 that was next to me, right? It was like, where I couldn't see your booth, right? It's like you were underneath the other. But so, you know, looking at that, I remember one time, finally, after four or five times, you know, going to these trade shows, spending a lot of money, not doing very well at the trade shows, I was just watching everybody else. And I remember this one time at the skinning show in San Jose, I was kind of sitting there and this, I decided to do this really cool thing at our booth and we were giving away samples, but when they came and they came in this really cute bag. So it was a darling set. So they'd come in and they would, you know, but we didn't just give them the bag. We gave them their prescription basically. And we filled the jars there. So anyway, a line started gathering and literally the line was like, an In-N-Out burger joint. Yep. I'm telling you, there the line was everywhere. So I noticed that a lot of, before the show even started, I had went around and asked some of the other booths and I said, you know, how are you doing? And, and what this one guy says, we never do all that well. We always make our $40,000 back and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wow, he's making $40,000. How's this going, right? So I was watching him. And then I noticed later on, because all of the other vendors were watching us because we had this big line, right? He comes over later when the line goes down. He goes, wow, you did really good. You're doing really good. And I go, you know what? I never do good in these places, you know? And he looked at me, he goes, oh, I know I never do too. It was just funny because I thought, aha, it was that aha moment, you know, that why do I buy? Why do you buy? Because literally your friend told you this is a great brand. You got to try it, you know, or you saw a result somewhere. You got to try it. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, there's beauty shows, there's makeup shows, there's hair shows. Why isn't there like something like a skin show, you know? And this way you can show people what you're using to get the results. It's a win-win for everyone, right? So that's how the Skin Games came about.
I love it. But you do like in generally with IECSC, you were doing a combination where you're doing an award giveaway and some other stuff as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, with the IECSC, we usually just have a booth and promote, you know, we get all our people to come there. We do a lot of that type of thing. We don't actually have a competition at their show.
Oh, I thought, okay, it was there. I mistake that. I want to take one quick second though and remind people about trade show math. When you take a lot of product to a trade show as a vendor and you say you sold 10 grand and probably because you're discounting it there and your cost of goods is 7,000, but you also had to pay $3,000-$4,000 for the booth. And then you've got the costs of bringing staff there. And now your costs are 10 or 15,000. You really need to sell $45,000 worth of stuff to get the money back.
Right.
To get back. But we need to go be in person, plain and simple.
Yeah.
All right, let me jump back to Skin Games for a minute. So it evolved into what? You started Skin Games and what did it evolve to?
Well, what I decided is I needed to put together a competition to highlight, you know, estheticians and what we do and what we use to get results. So I put together a competition and basically anyone can enter as long as you have a license. You get to pick a category like anti-aging, pigmentation, acne. There's 10 different categories to pick from, but let's just say you want to do acne. You'd find yourself an acne model. You get 8 weeks to get the best result you can, and you can use anything that's under your scope of practice. So basically you could start whenever you want to. So if the deadline, like for this year, the deadline is going to be December 31st. So as long as you start your case study eight weeks prior to, you know, that date, you could still get in, right? And you get up to 8 weeks. So you don't actually have to have the full 8 weeks, but you'll take a before picture and an after picture. And each week you'll do a video diary talking about pretty much what you're doing. So it's really good for social media because it's great for your business because you can actually show, you know, potential customers. It's great for your social media because you have organic content that you can put out there. And we actually do it for you too. So you get a lot of content out there. And it's really good for the product lines.
Jennifer, which social media channels, 1, 2, 3, are the best channels for you?
What do you mean?
What channels are you in? Facebook,
I got you.
Instagram.
Well, we have a really good following in Instagram. That we have about 60,000 plus, and then we have two. We actually got hacked last year and finally got our Instagram back. But so we started another one. So we have two. One that's got close to 10,000, and then probably up to 40,000 with all our Facebook groups. It depends on who you're trying to reach. So I would say younger Instagram, and then Facebook is, you know, you have more one-on-one. And
it's a compendium of everyone.
Yeah.
My when I ask across the industry, it's almost always those two, Facebook and Instagram. Super young people, they're into, not Snapchat, TikTok, you know, and some other things, but there's only so much you can do, right? While you're out there in the market, but they can look you up under The Skin Games, correct? On Facebook.
Yeah. And we have a pretty good YouTube station too. So we have a playlist of all the players. So we have a playlist from the last 7 years. So if you wanted to know more about pigmentation, you can go and find somebody that's doing a case study on pigmentation and basically follow them.
Got it. Okay. You are a wealth of information about everything skin. You still have your aesthetic license, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
I know. Well, I love it. Look at it. I'm going to talk personally for a minute. For me down here, and this is a different desert than Palm Springs was, right? Mm-hmm. And I just found I'm drying out on my neck. The bottom of my legs dry out. Like I'm using lotion in different ways that I never did. And I've had to change up my skincare regimen and add a second serum to it. And it's really critical. There's a few things I always say that you need when you get older. You need your eyes, your teeth, and your skin, right? Yeah. They all have to work right or you're not going to make it to a ripe old age, you know? We've been speaking today with Jennifer Rosenblum. She runs The Skin Game. She is the director amongst all the different hats that she wears. Jennifer, finance, spa, lashes, skin, you've done it all. I think we covered that. We've gone from Woodside, California to Cave Creek, Arizona to Japan and Poland. I mean, this has been a fast 18 minutes. We've covered the globe.
For sure.
I am so glad you could spend time with us today. And I hope people will look you up at The Skin Games, that's plural.com. Thank you, my friend. I can't wait to do some more stuff with you.
Thank you, Alan.
It's a pleasure. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.